After promising to overhaul Nashville's largest public housing complex without displacing low-income families, the city now has the messy job of following through. Dozens of residents are supposed to be moving next month, but many say they're still waiting on details. WPLN's Mariba Knight reports.
It's more or less human Tetris, moving families of varying sizes around the James Casey homes so the city can tear it down and rebuild. Jim Harbison is the head of the Housing Authority, and he admits this is a difficult task.
So is it harder than I thought? Probably, yeah. You never really know what you're into until you're into it, but we're doing it.
The agency is more than a year into the $600 million Envision Casey project, which plans to reimagine the 75-year-old public housing development as a new mixed-income neighborhood, triple its original size. And so far, they've had to relocate 54 families to other apartments. Another 61 are slated to move this spring. Demetria Phillips, a 28-year-old mother of two, is one of those families. Her entire street is being relocated to make way for a new charter school. Moving is already stressful, and Phillips says communication between the Housing Authority and the residents hasn't been great.
I don't know. We're supposed to be moving. They had us sign new leases and everything. Told us we'll be moving by April, but we haven't got no information. We haven't got anything. It's like we're just sitting here waiting.
Her across-the-street neighbor, Constance Ray, is also waiting to hear more. She knew she'd have to move at some point, but didn't realize it would be to another old apartment before getting a new one.
I didn't think that they was going to move us back into Casey. I thought we'd get a new apartment first.
The Housing Authority says they anticipate some families will have to move more than once during the renovation. As of now, most have opted to stay within Casey. For WPLN News, I'm Mariba Knight.